أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يعملون له ما يشاء من محاريب وتماثيل وجفان كالجواب وقدور الراسيات، اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat we had discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's ni'mat upon Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, and amongst them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the ni'mat that Allah had subjugated the jinnat to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. وَمِنَ الْجِنِّ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ, that some of the jinnat were those who did work for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam in front of him by the command of his Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains the kind of work that they had done for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءُ مِنْ مَحَارِيبِ, they had made for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam whatever he desired. Some of that Allah mentioned, one is maharib. Maharib is actually the plural of the word mihrab, like we have in the front of the masjid. That arch is known as the mihrab. But here, mihrab was used in the time of the people of the past, when kings used to build palaces, castles, huge mansions, etc. Then they used to have a place, what they used to call a secured chamber, a chamber in which they used to sit. It was fully secured, it was also beautified and adorned, and that in actual fact referred to mihrab in the times of the past. And then obviously it was used in the masajid, etc. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using this word mihrab because it was a very intricate part of building, and it was also a very beautiful part of the building, and it was also a place of security for the leaders and the kings of the past. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that. And obviously if the mihrab is something that is outstanding, then that castle or that palatial home, that palace, will also be something that is outstanding. And that is why some of the commentators, like over here also, they have described it or they have translated it as mansions, as castles, as palaces, etc., that was built for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Second, wa tamathil. Tamathil refers to images, and it can also refer to statues, etc., that these jinnat used to make, O man alayhi salatu wassalam. Now one needs to understand that in every shariat, from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made shirk impermissible. It was not permissible for any Nabi, wa na'udhu billah, any Muslim to have committed shirk. But when it came to the deen of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made shirk, and whatever leads to shirk also haram. That is the general rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shirk itself, that is ascribing partners to Allah, praying to gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is totally haram, kufr. But on the other hand, anything that leads to it in Islam, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made haram upon us. And this is a very great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala closed the door long before kufr would set in, or shirk would set into the hearts of people. And now in the shariat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these kinds of images, these kinds of statues, pictures, etc., that had been deemed haram by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But obviously in the shariat of the past, it was permissible. So we cannot make any conclusions that it was done in the time of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, hence it is permissible now. So that was the second that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about. Wajifanin kal jawab. The third was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these jinnats, or rather these jinnats made for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam basins that were like tanks, in which water used to be stored. And that also was a phenomenal feat in the time of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and that was unique to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Wa qudur al-rasiyat. Qudur, cauldrons, or if we want two huge digs that we will call rasiyat, that were fixed upon its place. It was so huge, it was so big that it could never be moved. And these jinnat used to make for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. And all this Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala enumerates, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala enlists as the favors that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Nabi Dawood and Sulaiman was salam, the father came with a very on alayhi salatu was salam. So first Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the father, Allah's ni'mats upon him, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all of them. Allah says, "I'malu ala Dawood ash-shukra." Now when we translate this, O household of Dawood alayhi salam, O people, O family of Dawood alayhi salatu was salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word i'mal, the practice of being appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran Kareem and Allah shukr, fadhkuruni adhkurkum washkuruli. Be appreciative to me. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the whole mode of the command, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word i'malu, which in actual fact means to practice, to carry out the action on wa ta'ala. In fact, one is for to say alhamdulizing it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended that the shukr should now also permeate and the entire body, and the body itself should practice the practice of shukr. In the life of Hazrat Dawood, he stated that in his heart was being performed room or now the musalla, whatever we may call it, in the house of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, roster, people used to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our daily people in the house of Hazrat Dawood, in which nobody made salam. So that is the actual practice of shukr that Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam had shown. That is why some of us is also a form of shukr to Allah. We give form of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give our zakat shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, namaz, in other words, nafal salat, the night salat, the tahajjud salat, is the salat of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. He slept for the first half of the night, then one third of the night, he would make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the last sixth of the night, he would rest, he would sleep, and then of course he will get up. And Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam's fast is the best and most beloved fast to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one day he would fast and the other day he would not fast. He would not continuously fast, that fasting would become a habit, just an adjustment of sehri and iftar. But one day he fasted and one day he didn't fast. One day he made shukr to Allah, one day he made sabr for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, "I'malu ala Dawood ash-shukra wa qalilun min ibadi ash-shakur," then Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "O Allah, I make shukr for your ni'mat. Now how do I make shukr for the fact that you have allowed me to make shukr?" In other words, shukr for making shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to him, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, "O Dawood, now you have understood the meaning of shukr." In other words, now you have really appreciated and you have showed gratefulness for these bounties that I have granted you. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, and few are my servants that are appreciative, few are my servants who are thankful to me, that is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, Hazrat Mashabir Ahmad Uthmani, rahimahumullah, has made a very beautiful note, something that we should think about, and he says that when the servants are very few, and Allah himself is saying that, then perhaps the quickest way we can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we become amongst those few servants, and make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat, for all the ni'mas that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given. Many of us, alhamdulillah, we verbalize the shukr. We say shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat when people ask us how things, etc. But now we should actually practice the shukr in everything that Allah has given. We should actually make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the body, perform salat that Allah has given us, with the wealth that Allah has given us, give out some as sadaqah and charity, and with our hearts become appreciative to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.